What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Action Academy podcast, the show that helps you replace corporate with cash flow. My name is Brian Lubin, your humble host and guide. In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate sales job to travel full-time around the world while building my own business. On this podcast, I document my wins, losses, and lessons from zero to $10 million a year so that you guys can learn how to do it faster. So guys, today's episode is a cool one. I did a live webinar. I think I'm going to host one or two webinars per month that are free and public, open for everyone. And I was live coaching a couple of people on this. So this is me coaching some strangers. I took out their last names for the purpose of this call. This small clip is me helping them figure out their cash flow goals and the tactics that they need to use in order to hit them. If you guys like what you hear and you're liking the podcast, check out our Action Academy community, the back end community behind the podcast, where we hold your hand and help you actually implement what you hear on the shows, on the YouTube videos. You're in the room with the people that you're listening to on the podcast. And as a reminder, the price increases 15% on May 1st, which is this Wednesday. If you guys are interested in that, click the link in the show description and book a call. Now let's get to it. How about Ethan D? Don't know how to pronounce your last name, brother. But if you had all the money in the world, where are you heading on your investing journey? And then how fast do you want to get there?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. But yeah, in terms of that vision, I would say I fall similar along that three-year approach. It provides enough space where the goals can feel big enough, but also attainable, where you're not stretching that time horizon too far out. My goals currently is to retire my soon-to-be wife. Retire in the sense that I want to be able to pull her away from her corporate job so that her and I can level up together. And because of my sales background, I have probably the fastest path to drive my income, but ultimately leverage her as a resource that we can be a partnership together, to have that flexibility, to have that time freedom, to say yes to those trips and not be tied down to the current 9-to-5 constraints that we're under.
Okay. How much cash flow do y'all need per month to do that?
She's making about 80K a year. And so if we could take that number and break it up evenly from an initial standpoint in terms of that first metric of success, it's how do we replace an 80K salary for her? That would be the first benchmark. From that standpoint, it then becomes how do we grow that so that I can ultimately replace my income as well? Because with me being in sales, I'm at a much higher range that I want to keep earning that current income to push into all these other investments. So it's like, I got to get her out of her job and then I can start thinking more about me.
Okay. So for you both combined, what's y'all's combined freedom?
Right now, I'm bringing in around 180K per year from my salary. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I've marked that out in terms of a freedom number. I think the first answer, of course, is how do I just completely replace what I'm earning and say, mm-hmm. Hey, again, what does that number look like? But I haven't given the thought in terms of how much traveling are we doing? How many trips are we taking? Like the actual grand vision of the money that we would need, not only to replace our current lifestyle, but to add more fun into it. That mm-hmm. number is still a little bit TBD.
Yeah. And that's normal. Like that is to be expected. All right. Because these aren't questions that we're used to asking. Period. Right. Even right now, we're in Action Academy. We're currently doing like the perfect week exercise. And nobody's ever actually asked. And like even myself included, I've never asked, like for me on the calendar, what does a perfect week look like? And it's a really simple question, but also like terrifying at the same time for a lot of us, because if you think about it, all of you have this vision where you're going to get all this passive income, you're going to quit your job and you're going to build your own business, right? But then when that day comes, now you have your own business. Now you have your time back and you're sitting there and nobody's telling you to do anything. So you're sitting there and you're like, okay, so what button do I push to make the thing go? Like the entrepreneurship button. And Stephanie is here on the call. I'm not going to make her talk. She hates it. And I told her in her job description, I wouldn't make her talk ever. But I just hired her as my executive assistant. And now I had to create that for her. So even with your vision, like you've got a great start to the vision. I would say probably $20,000 a month is probably what you're aiming for to get both of you guys out. Because here's another fact that we've seen over and over again. Because now we've got about 300 folks in Action Academy that are in that boat between $100,000 and $600,000 a year. And so that's what we do, is like we help people leave, replace six-figure corporate jobs to become seven-figure entrepreneurs. And what we're realizing is most of the time you end up leaving the job a little bit before, once the, like the strategy starts working, most people are leaving the job before they fully replace the income. And I think most people on here have already had that thought. And that was my instance too, was I was just like, okay, I think it's time to go. So there's three levels of cash flow. If you guys haven't heard me talk about it, that I'd recommend you writing down. There's survive, there's arrive, and there's thrive. Survive, arrive, and thrive. Survive is going to be how much income do you need to replace your baseline expenses? Your mortgage is paid, bills are paid, kids aren't running around naked screaming more than usual. At least they're fed. That is the first one, survive. Arrive is, okay, now the wife can start ordering Amazon packages again, right? We're starting to have, we can go out to dinner, we can do the stuff. We're not having to script and save. This is pretty much a more normal existence to what I live today. And thrive is, holy shit, everything is completely replaced. Everything is good. So when you use it and you think about things in that perspective, with those three numbers, things become much more attainable. Because you're in the same boat that I was in, where I'm just like, I was looking at $20,000 for my individual salary per month. And I was just like, how the hell am I going to replace this? And it's such an intimidating benchmark that it prevents you from actually moving towards it in steps. Anybody feel that? Show of hands. Where you're like, yeah, okay. That one hit. Got it. Put that in the presentation, Lubin. On it. Sweet. So while you're doing that, you chunking it down into these different levels is what really helps you stair step your way up to it. Just like Ramsey does his whole Financial Peace University and his kind of stair step method with the debt pay down. We can do the same with cash flow. So like me looking at you, and then I'll pause on you really quickly, Ethan, and we'll do one or two more here. But looking at that, the question becomes, you can celebrate the milestones and be okay with the milestones, but it's still good to have the goal at the finish line. If that makes sense, it benefits you more than it hurts you if you view the game the correct way. So even the same as me with Pete today, he said he needed like $5,000. I was like, how much do you actually need? He goes, I actually need 12, but $5,000 is reasonable. But the kicker is, if you were to buy like a cash flowing business, you could use that 12K parameter as your buy box for buying that business, even if it took you an entire year, if that makes sense. So like you bought one business and you waited the entire year to say, I need a business that pays me $12,000 a month that I want to buy. Then if you bought that business, like you were aiming for that target, that original target, the actual target. And in the same amount of time, if you were trying to replace $5,000, you would be spending that same amount of time trying to replace find the business that pays you $5,000 a month. I can say this because I've been on both sides of it. That's why I'm able to talk on that, because I was at like, I want $2,000 a month. I want $200 a door. I want $4,000 a month. So for me, my survive, arrive, and thrive was $4,000 a month for survive. It was about $6,500 for arrive net. And then for thrive, it was $20,000 a month. And because we put the goalpost at $20,000 in 3 years, which was a wonderful time horizon that you had as well, I recommend 3 years as well, we did it in two. And so we accidentally ended up actually pulling it off in 6 months after that, but that's besides the fact. So we'll get back to this in a second. I want to do one more really quickly, and then we'll jump on. Let's do Kiara or Kiara.
Sorry.
Kiara. What's up? All right. If you could wave a magic wand, how much cash flow do you need? What are you doing? And how fast do you want to get there?
How much cash flow do I need? So, to be honest, I haven't read through like any of your material yet.
It's okay.
So this is business wise, like how much do I need?
So if you were to have real estate, have businesses, investments paying you money to where you don't have to work, this is income that is no longer so passive income, or air quotes, passive income, passive-ish income,
yeah,
outside of your job, how much money do you need coming in per month to replace your job and say, I don't need to work here anymore. I'm good.
Yeah. Probably like $10,000 to $15,000.
That's pretty normal. Yep. Okay. And then how fast would you want to pull that off? Because I don't know where all of you are starting from. Some of you may be like, hey, I'm just now learning about all this stuff. Some of you are like, dude, I saw you traveling in Switzerland on a freaking TikTok.
So a little backstory. I just bought my first duplex investment property in August.
Congrats.
I'm a real estate agent and a registered nurse, but I walked away from registered nursing like 2 years ago to invest, like to start my real estate. And then I flipped the property, but poorly because I put too many bougie things in it. So basically starting off like less than zero because I put too much already into renovating this 1920s house that had like asbestos in the whole deal. So when I did the numbers, I'm going to have travel nurses stay in it and it's going to be like 13% return for a year once I get it up and going. But I'm still like probably 50 grand away from making it like a reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First off, I'll say this with a perspective that may piss you off in the short term. But like now that I'm on the other side of it and I've had all that happen and I've had a flip go like that and I've had an apartment basement flood three different ways. And I had a roof cave in, I had a tree fall, I had a tenant overdose, I had one that I had to evict that decided to just stop paying me for funsies while I was traveling, which that's the part nobody posts on Instagram. You made it through your first real estate mess up. Congratulations. That's freaking awesome. It's seriously awesome. And I know while you're going through it, you're like, shit, man, I messed up. But the reality is the only guarantee that you can make in real estate is that you will mess up. Guaranteed. So the fact that you already got your first one out of the way is huge because it just gets progressively easier and easier and the mistakes and the failures don't ever go away. But what changes is your ability to deal with them. So you become emotionally more and more. By the time my basement flooded for the third time, I was like, shit, it's August. I was expecting that by this point. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got the text. Let's send Kevin over there to fix whatever the tenant did this time. So that's freaking awesome. So right now your cash flow negative, but you're looking for 10 to 15,000. So I'm assuming like, what's your horizon for that? 2 years, 3 years? And then what happens after you do it, after you hit?
I'm hopeful for less than 2 years, but we'll put 2 years as a benchmark. And then my plan after that is to look at businesses that cash flow better than rental properties, like self-storage. Or in Canada right now, in Nova Scotia, we have a huge Airbnb market and like less than 1% rental vacancy. So we're seeing like long-term renters in short-term rentals for like more than your average price. So that would be something that I would be interested in as well.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. So for a lot of you, and at least a lot of you that messaged me, so I'll make generalizations here. And I spoke with a couple of you today. I don't know if Nick and some of the guys that I spoke with as well today are on the call. We were talking about starting up like a rookie group, right? Where it's just like, Nick is on the group. Sup, Nick? How you doing, bro? Where it's just like you spend, and I think a lot of people on the call are in this position, where it's like you have $50,000 or $30,000 or $20,000 or $70,000 you saved up from working. And you're like, I did the thing. I did what I was supposed to do. And now you're like waiting and waiting and you're looking for these properties and none of these single family properties cash flow over and over again. And now interest rates are at like 6 to 8%. That killed it. I don't know if anybody's investing like coastal, but anybody that's investing in like Florida or California or anything like that, insurance is through the freaking roof, even worse than the interest rates. So that is an even bigger killer of cash flow. And I just see so many people that I speak with, because I've done over like 1,000 intro calls for Action Academy, and it just goes on and on where it's people are spending a year or 2 years or 3 years trying to find that property. And Nick, was it you that I spoke with today where we did the math on that? Where if I get a triplex, like I'm hoping to cash flow $300 a month, right? So if we go back to the clarity formula that we just talked about, for all three of you, directional, sequential, then this yields the tactical, right? So now we know where we want to go. So Pete wants $12,000 of monthly cash flow in the next 3 years. It's extraordinarily doable. Ethan wants $20,000, $7,000, honestly, but $20,000 in total to retire his wife, be able to travel and enjoy the life that they have today so that he can do whatever he wants as well in 3 years. And Kiara wants $10,000 to $15,000 in 2 years. So if you do the math on a $200 to $300 return on a single family, then you realize you need to do at least 10 of those single family properties through a BRRRR process, which I don't know. I'm going to make the assumption that most of you are familiar with the BRRRR process, which is buy, rent, rehab, refinance, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. And so you buy a really crappy property. You have to completely fix it up. You do this with other people's money. Then you refinance the property. You put a tenant in it. You pay the investor back. And then you're left with about $100, $200 of pure net cash flow. All right. So you would need to successfully pull off 10 of those for $3,000 a month. So now we get to a point where even if you're a superstar investor, now it's clicking for everyone because I can see your faces. So I did this math too. Like I went through all of this, I promise. So then you're like, okay, even if I'm crushing it, like doing it by yourself, even if I'm crushing it, like maybe one of those a quarter, maybe. And that's if you're getting the property under contract, you have a contracting team that's able to do the flips, you're a GC or you are a GC, you're able to refinance the properties, you have good local relationships with credit unions or local banks, and then you have the tenant pool already. The tenant part will be the easiest part. But I'm just saying it becomes a game of energy and effort, if that makes sense. That's where the clarity journey comes in. So if you know that you want $10,000 to $15,000 of pure net cash flow, you want $20,000 a month, then what you need to do is you need to find scalable ways within the timeframes to do this. So if we back it all the way up, and I'll get off my soapbox here and we'll go through a little bit more of the presentation. If you back it all the way up, there may be people on this call that just want to buy a house a year, which is still an amazing goal. It's still an insane goal. And you are still going to retire a multimillionaire, guaranteed, if you just buy a house a year. I've been that person too. Goals change. And just as we're talking about replacing this $20,000 a month of passive income, your $2,000 a month of passive income or $200 a month of passive income that you're trying to get is equally amazing. There is no right answer. I talk about it all the time on podcasts. One of my big key lines is I enjoy saying, I want to travel around the world. That is my thing. But if your thing is traveling just to pick your kids up from school every day, and that's your thing, own the shit out of it. This is what I want to do. I have young kids. I don't want to go travel around the world. But what I do want is I want my morning coffee. I don't want to get screamed at. And I want a couple $1,000 just to make sure that my family is safe if I get laid off. Clarity. When we go to this, this is the directional clarity. Where am I going? Who's coming with? And then most importantly, who's already gone there? Let me see how I'm doing on time. Perfect. So now this yields the tactical clarity. What are my goals? What are my annual, quarterly, monthly benchmarks? And what are my weekly and daily habits required to yield the goals? Everything comes down to the picking of the asset class, right? Which asset class best supports my goals? And then what are the weekly actions and habits that I need to do to yield this asset class? And I put an arrow there. Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it. So I need your help specifically. My 2-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want. And I can only do that with your help. There are two main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to one or two friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.